Welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show with heart that delves into inspiring stories, insightful conversations, and meaningful connections.
So many great conversations. Today we have a diverse lineup of guests who will touch your soul, ignite your spirit, and leave you feeling empowered.
March 30th marks National Doctors' Day, and it's a time to celebrate the medical professionals who keep us all healthy. Mm-hmm. And we've emphasized the importance this month of those regular checkups. This is the prevention part of it. But let's also take a moment to appreciate the outstanding healthcare system and those dedicated doctors who are at its heart. Because remember, showing gratitude for your doctors is just as good for them as it is for you.
Yeah, it releases those feel-good hormones that boost your health. Yeah. So our first guest today is Lucy Walsh, actress and now author, and also the daughter of the legendary Joe Walsh of the Eagles. She's here to share about her new book and the legacy of the love letters between her grandparents during World War II, offering us a glimpse into the past that has shaped her present.
And we're honored to welcome Michael DeLeon, founder of Steered Straight and the nation's leading expert on the youth drug addiction and fentanyl crisis. Michael's life story is a powerful testament to overcoming adversity. From a troubled past involving abuse, addiction, and incarceration, to transforming his life and impacting over 15 million students with his message.
Lastly, we are joined by co-founders K&A and Matt Riley, a couple whose love story turned into a life-changing quest for holistic health. After reevaluating their corporate careers, they embraced a spiritual journey, leading to the creation of the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo. They are here to inspire us with their shift to a life of wellness, community, and the power of new beginnings, no matter what your age is. So get ready to be motivated by their story of transformation and heart-to-heart connections.
Joining us now is Lucy Walsh, actress, singer, songwriter, and now author. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, gorgeous women. Hello, beautiful women. Thank you for having me.
Well, right back at you.
So great to have you.
Thank you.
Lucy, I got to say, I've been reading your book. It's so amazing. And I want to talk a little bit about your childhood. You grew up in a very musical family, and you are the daughter of Joe Walsh from the Eagles, and your uncle is Ringo Starr. Your grandmother even played the piano for the New York City Ballet. But with you being grown up around so much talent, you also went through a lot as a young person with your father working, and he also had some struggles with alcohol. And I know that you were torn very much so by having your stepdad and having the love for your father and then your stepfather and feeling like you weren't fitting in. And there was so much going on for you. And I really felt that. So can you share with us a bit how that influenced you as a child and where that started to change for you?
Yeah, thank you. You really are reading the book. I didn't plan on this book being so much about me, but it inevitably became my own story as well, because I think we all share this ache to understand who we are from where we've come from and who our ancestors and loved ones are. Mm-hmm. And we all have had difficult upbringings, no matter what our parental situation was. And so I know that this is a universal thing that I want to stand for talking more about. Mm-hmm. So, and comparing notes, you know. It was challenging for me as a young kid to have a famous dad, because I equated him always leaving to him not loving me. Mm-hmm. And I think that that set me on this path, because children are literal and they're black and white. So they make these decisions to survive situations. And we carry that with us into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And I think my decision was, if I can be famous too, then my dad will love me and he won't have to leave me all the time because I'll be where he is.
Yeah.
And I think it set me on this path of chasing that for a long time that I'm just now learning to let go of that and know that it was not about him loving me or not. I am worthy of love just as I am. I don't need to change or be anything that I'm not in this very moment. And that's really comes back to the book over and over again. I share in all these different ways how embracing our humanity is our happiness in this life.
Lucy, in your book, Remember Me as Human, it also has a story about your grandparents from World War II and the love letters that they wrote.
They were special.
Yeah, yeah. It touched our hearts. And
I have one right here.
Oh, look at that. Is that the picture in the book that I saw?
Yes.
That one, yeah.
This is one of my grandfather's letters. This is from New Year's Eve, 1944. And it's so incredible to have these gifts in my hand. I know we all have letters and artifacts in our families, and they're just precious, aren't they? And it smells so incredible.
It really is. God. Like, it takes you back. It's like, I don't know, it sets you back in that time.
Is that what you first went to start writing because of those letters? Or was it that you really ultimately wanted to share about you and your own personal growth?
I definitely didn't plan on sharing about myself. I didn't even plan on writing a book. When my grandmother first gave me the letters, I was 17. And I knew that one day I wanted to make them into a film. But I didn't know how to do that yet. So I started asking them questions. And my grandfather died of Alzheimer's before I got a chance to speak with him. And that really scared me. It really put me into overdrive of asking questions of all my loved ones because I didn't know where Alzheimer's was going to strike next. Mm-hmm. I think it was a real trauma response.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that if I could gather all the memories, then Alzheimer's could never win. That's, of course, not true. I've learned as I grow up. But that led me ultimately to sitting with my grandmother for 3 days when she was 97 in her nursing home and interviewing her about her life and the letters.
And how special that you guys got that time together, because it's very rare that we get that. You know, a lot of times someone special in our lives would pass away and I wish I would have asked or whatever the case may be. And I love the part where you would show up and she'd be waiting with you and she had her lips on and she had her hair done. And it just, because that was probably like the biggest highlight for her to spend that time with you.
It really was. And that's the overwhelming response that I'm getting from the book. That's why I know it is such an important read. It's timeless forever. It's an important thing because you're right. We don't get the time with our loved ones that we wish we had when we look back. Mm-hmm. And I would challenge everybody to say, don't wait. Be curious about each other now. Mm-hmm. Don't take time for granted, because that interview only happened because I made it happen. Yeah. If I hadn't done that, she would have died 4 months later, because she was gone 4 months after the interview, and the entire world inside of her would be gone with her. And that's the lesson. And that's the overwhelming response I've gotten from people who have read it. I wish I had taken the time. I wish, I wish, I wish. Don't wait.
Well, we don't have to wish anymore, because you are giving us the gift of knowing that this is something special, and this is something we should be doing, right? Yeah, act now, and really,
for granted, I think.
And also seeing your father in a different light, also, because he himself had the struggles and had a real family, and how that affected. You know, you talk about also like Googling him, and these facts come up, or are they really facts? You know, so you were really living it, and you know, it really,
Being born into a famous family has given me the perfect learning ground to be able to turn around and speak about what it truly means to be human. I've seen the insides of fame, and I've seen that it's all smoke and mirrors, and that no human is any different, any better than the other because of anything in life. And it's our imperfections and our pain that makes us so incredible. And I think that people run from that. And so I stand for nurturing our human connection and intimacy between each other, especially in today's age where AI and social media are robbing us of our humanity and our intimacy. This is why suicide is at an all-time high. This is why depression is at an all-time high. So we must protect our humanity and nurture ourselves and each other, or we're dead.
That's exactly what you just said is why so many celebrities like Bette Midler and Jeff Garland and so many others are really showing support for this book.
Thank you for the lessons, Lucy.
Right now.
And thank you for coming. I know. I mean, really, really special. And knowing that we're all human, we're all really supposed to be connected to one another, not divided. Absolutely. And just really, my grandmother is not too far from passing. Unfortunately, she has Alzheimer's. But
I'm so sorry. Wow, what's that been like for you to watch her go through that?
It's really tough. It's more prominent than we think. I mean, my mother-in-law has Alzheimer's, and it's hard. It's just like this person is robbed of you. You know, you're robbed, and they're robbed, and it's very sad.
Lucy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So important.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much, ladies. I can't wait to hug you in person soon.
Oh, I'd love that, Lucy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
After the break, we welcome Michael DeLeon, founder of Steered Straight and the nation's leading expert on youth drug addiction and the fentanyl crisis.
Plus, Matt and K&A Riley, the co-founders of Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo, are going to be here, and they're going to be sharing with us about their upcoming event in April, which is dedicated to wellness, self-awareness, and mindfulness, and the inner unification.
Joining us now is Michael DeLeon, founder of Steered Straight. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to meet you virtually.
Yes. So great to meet you, too.
I know. I'm really excited to have you on and share what you're doing. I mean, you're there working, doing your work right now, and such incredible, impactful work. So you share your personal story of overcoming addiction and finding redemption. How has this openness about your past helped yourself, others, and what response do you typically receive from the students and inmates that you speak to?
Sure. You know, elementary school, middle school, high school is my focus, and all the messages are different, so I talk to them in an age-appropriate way. But the vulnerability is what really connects and gets them to listen and open up and engage, because I'm very vulnerable, I'm sharing my past, and I take the kids on a journey. So I'm in schools all over the country. We've been to all 50 states, multiple countries, and I become the number one booked school presenter in the entire country. So we did 678 schools last year, and we just passed 15 million students that we have spoken to since we began this journey in 2007. 15 million kids.
I mean, think about that.
That is outstanding, and you got to keep going with that. But was there a defining moment that inspired you to change your life and actually start Steered Straight? Is this the story that you tell the children?
Yes, the journey is so important to get kids to understand where it all begins. You know, many people in America don't understand where addiction begins. It's between the ages of 7 and 17. Mm. And it starts with three substances, alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana. And that's where I began at 11 years of age. I started my addiction at 11 years of age, and it ran out of control till age 28. I spent 12 years in prison, and it was prison where I really had that defining moment of purpose, what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. if I could save a kid from traveling in my footsteps, if I could speak to young people, parents and families, so it doesn't happen to them, that was going to be the purpose of my life. So when I was released from prison in 2007, I was determined to make this my purpose. So I share this journey with young people, and then I capture them and engage them, and I'm able to provide them the education that they need to make informed choices and informed decisions.
That's the thing. Like, you talk about these things that happen in your life, and that's where you find your purpose. So how are these teens and children, how are they responding to what you're sharing? Like, are you impacting them in such a way that they are definitely going to make these positive choices that you are trying to, you know, teach them to make? Because we have a choice in life, and it's, what are we doing with that? Are they really absorbing what you're saying?
You know, for young people, like I stated, addiction begins very young. The experimentation or the use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana as a young person. And now we have this digital addiction with social media and phones, and it all couples together. So these kids are innocently beginning. They're starting these choices and decisions uninformed, not knowing where it's going to take them. And vaping with nicotine and or marijuana is such a misnomer to kids, such misinformation to kids. They think it's safe. So we have, in the last 2.5 years, received 6,900 vapes from children in elementary school, middle school, and high school. They come up to us after the assembly, and they provide, they give up their vapes. God.
Tell us more about Be the Hero of Your Story when you are really talking about helping kids find that purpose.
Purpose is the reason that we journey. You know, it's an author wrote that one time, purpose is the reason that we journey. And passion is the fire that lights the way. So what I want kids to understand is find passion for your purpose. We often tell kids, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. But finding that passion, we don't teach kids that. We need to empower these kids to find their purpose. And a lot of times we look for heroes in other people, Hollywood stars, sports figures, okay, you know, leaders. But the hero is the person in the mirror. You have to be the hero of your own story. You're the one that makes your choices, as Marcy said earlier. It's our choices and it's our decisions. You have to make the choices and decisions that's going to determine the rest of your life. But these kids don't understand the gravity of the choices and decisions. Right. And when I was growing up, we didn't have fentanyl in 70% of all the illicit drugs in our country. So you could make a mistake in the 70s and the 80s. You can't make a mistake anymore because
there's no room for error now.
Perspective.
Yes. So Michael,
are the hero.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. And how can we find out more?
SteeredStraight.org. That's our website. Everything is there. We have curriculum for parents, curriculum for kids. We published 2 books for parents, one for middle school, high school age parents, and one for elementary school kids parents. If parents want to know what to talk to their kids about, we wrote the books for them with all the guides. We have a diary that we give out to high school kids and families about a teenage girl. I'm the director of school outreach programs for Victoria's Voice Foundation, in addition to Steered Straight. And we bring these powerful tools into schools to talk to kids and make better choices and better decisions, giving families resources. So SteeredStraight.org is the best place to see everything that we're doing.
Thank you for all you're doing.
God, we
for helping
need,
all these students.
Yeah, we need it. Touching 15 million students. Incredible. Thank you again, Michael, for finding your purpose and making a difference.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. I appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When we come back, Hillary and I sit down with Matt and K&A Riley, the co-founders of Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo. They will be sharing with us about their upcoming event in April, which is dedicated to wellness.
Joining us now are Matt and K&A Riley, the co-founders of Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo. Welcome.
Thank
so
you.
Happy to have you
Thank
here
you
and hear
so
more
much.
About the wonderful expo that you're about to plan.
It's an amazing honor to be here with both of you today. So
thank
you so much.
It's so wonderful. And, you know, we've worked together before.
Yes.
And I've been at the expo, and I can't wait for you to share with the audience about it. But you guys have a corporate background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you embraced this idea and change of this whole holistic world, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to change your lives.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen, and why did that happen?
You know, it's life. Mm-hmm. We find ourselves at different chapters along the way, and I wasn't happy. I wasn't feeling satisfied. Like, there was more that I needed to be doing in my life. And, you know, through that, I discovered a lot of creativity. Doors started opening. I started meeting new people. And by virtue of that, things just kind of fell into place. And I started to realize that there was more of me to be offered than just what corporate America offers to people.
Right? So what exactly inspired you to create the actual event?
So, you know, it's a very intimate and very personal story for us, because, as I was just saying, through the journey of self-awareness and discovery, I took a leap of faith. We took a leap of faith to do this show together.
Yes.
It was in Pennsylvania, and at the time I was doing some creative works, and we had an incredible weekend there, and I had a moment of feeling like, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. This is all so much and so different. And he held my hand and walked me through the experience of the weekend. Mm. And when we were done with that show, we looked at each other and we said, we're going to do this one day. We're going to host something to this magnitude. And it was because it felt so right.
Yeah. It was 2012. We did a show out in Pennsylvania. We had a 6x6 booth. Really, we couldn't even fit in it. It was that small.
Yeah.
Leap of faith all weekend long. And we came out of there and we're like, we want to do something, because we always wanted to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But
Absolutely.
Our skill sets are very different, but we never found the right idea. So we left there in 12. We're like, we want to do this. And then 6 years later, we launched the show. So it was an evolution of just learning and growing together as a couple and individual to get to that point.
Let's talk about the expo, Hearts of Oneness Holistic Expo. First of all, what can people expect from this?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, Matt, and I always like to say that everyone really needs to attend this event, excuse me, because there's something there for everyone, and everyone is looking to have more wellness. People are desiring to know themselves in a much deeper way, and it's one of the things that we're most proud of.
You talk a lot about midlife and how it's a time to find your your purpose and your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that so important for you?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And honestly, at the time, I didn't even know. I really didn't know. It was just that thing that I had so many blessings in my life, and I was still really unhappy. I was still really unhappy, and then feeling really conflicted about that because there was so much to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that there was an internal struggle that was going on. And at the time, I had some autoimmune diseases, you know, illnesses going on.
Yeah.
So that was all playing hand in hand. And, you know, it's just become such an incredible journey.
Yeah.
Medicine-free, completely healed.
Well, that's
the whole process of it all.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. You actually healed yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So, and that's why this has become so important. So tell us where, why, how, what, how can we get tickets? When is it? Where, how can we get there? Where are we going? And we are so, honored,
excited
to be a part of it.
There. I mean, thank you.
We're going to have a fireside chat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm so excited. But please just tell everyone out there how they can go to the event and what they're going to
It's April 5th to the 7th at the New Jersey Convention and Exposition Center in Edison, New Jersey. So it's right off the New Jersey Turnpike. Easy access. It's Friday night from 5 to 9, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5. And Friday night is free. We did that when we came out of COVID.
Yeah.
We decided to give back to the community in different ways, but that was one of them, is just having an entrance free on Friday night. So if somebody's not sure about what it's about, gives them an opportunity to come in and check it out. And then we have workshops throughout the weekend. We have over 60 free workshops this year.
Wow.
So you're both doing the fireside chat on Sunday, but between Saturday and Sunday, there's over 60 free workshops just for people to come, a broad spectrum of different topics, just to come in. We're presenting opportunities for people just to expand their knowledge and awareness about their life.
Yeah.
And it's about being well, it's about being happy, it's about being healthy. And that's really what the weekend's about.
Wellness, mindfulness, self-improvement.
And it's what people are really searching for now.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the beautiful things, too, about the show, to Matt's point about the workshops, is that it's so diverse. Mm-hmm. So there is really something there for everyone.
It doesn't matter
if you're just starting your journey, right, at whatever chapter you are in your life, or you've been on the path for many years and you're looking for that next thing. There's something there for everyone.
Well, we are so excited for you and everyone out there. You have to get to this event April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you on the 7th.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Really excited.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show and
thank you for
creating such an incredible space.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so happy that you joined us today. What a great show. We can't wait to see you at the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo on April 7th at 11 a.m.
For our fireside chat.
Yes, we are going to help you to move forward to a better life, right? And learn how. We're going to give you so many resources and tips. So for more information on today's guest, please go to wakeupwithmarcyandhillary.com. Check us out on Wednesdays, Wisdom Wednesday,
Instagram. This is where we're going to talk about last week's show and the next.
And we also will have some of our guests come back on to discuss things we didn't get a chance to talk about.
That's right. A lot of times we get a lot more of the B-roll afterwards. So don't forget, everyone, wake up to all of your possibilities, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.